Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Mindsets. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. But it's mindsets. It's so frustrating when we don't deal with our thoughts. We don't, that people talk about everything but their thought life, like God's not. I mean, Jesus said over and over again, knowing their thoughts, he said. Where God says, knowing their thoughts, he said. Listen, God knows what we have need of before we even ask. Mm-hmm. And mindsets are just, it's amazing. You can tell, you got to deal with your mind. You're going to have to deal with your mind. You can't keep on having stuff go into your mind that is contrary to what God says and think that your body's going to line up. I mean, you're creating just turmoil for yourself when you're doing that, including allowing thoughts about yourself or thoughts about others that are the accuser they're just whatever. There's not fruitful thoughts, you know, and he tells us about what we're supposed to be thinking about. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And he tells us, listen, that our battlefield that we fight is not a battlefield in some land somewhere. It's not in a relationship somewhere. The battlefield is in our mind. It's in our mind. And that's where the enemy fires these flaming arrows of accusation, of doubt, and all these. I mean, all of a sudden, a thought just hits you out of the middle of nowhere. You know, Ephesians chapter 6 talks about that. Paul, he writes to the church of Ephesus but our faith and understanding, that's when we have to get in the Word of God. Our faith annihilates and destroys and demolishes those mindsets and those flaming arrows he fires all the time. We're not what we're being attacked with. But we are being attacked continually as long as we're in this life. We have to respond to that. And it makes me think about, you know, that we can just get such a mindset. And it's so cool to watch folks because you hear people just constantly talk about everybody, you know, and everything. And it never crosses their mind that they could be the issue. It just never, that you know, their prayer life, their confessions, their angles, the way they deal with things. It never crosses their mind. They don't ever think, well, maybe it actually is you that is the issue, and it wasn't that person being wrong, but God was just separating the two of you, the 10 of you, the 20 of you, the 100 of you, because you were the one causing problems and all that. It's like a big... You mean God would separate me? You know, the whole thing just never crosses the mind. And it's like, you know, you should always ask the question, Lord, is there anything that I need to do? And you'd be surprised. Oh, yeah. Wait for the answer. You know, wait for the answer. And, but he tells us, you know, we're in a war, but we don't fight with the weapons of this world. On the contrary, our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And strongholds are sentences that we're serving, mindsets, things, thoughts that came our way and became a part of our life. You know, demolishing them and destroying them and bringing every thought into obedience to Christ. I mean, that's what we're doing. It's literally, you know, how is your mind? I can tell you how your life is. You know, what's your thought life like?
Right.
And we'll just give you an example of this, you know, that I was caught up in busy or whatever, and I was going into the Cracker Barrel restaurant at one of the Cracker Barrels. There's one every 5 feet in America. And I was in a meeting, I guess, or something, and so I was going to go to the restroom. You're not going to believe this. So I go to the restroom, but I was in my zone. What's that?
We might.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm in that zone, right? In the zone. And just kind of, you know, knocking that out and getting back. And at that time, there was things going on that they were talking about, you know, integrating the sexes and there's no difference between men and women and we're all all the stuff was going on. And I didn't even look at the door. You know what I'm saying? And I opened up the bathroom door and I thought, my goodness. Now they've taken away all all the things that we know they're in men's bathrooms, right? And it was like a whole bunch of rooms or something. You know, I'm like, I was just couldn't believe it. I'm like, my goodness. I was just so distraught. I'm thinking, they've even changed our bathrooms. And so obviously I had to go into a closet, and I'm in a closet. And next thing you know, I hear this lady's voice.
You hear what?
I hear this lady's voice. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm trapped. I'm in this closet. Oh my goodness. What do I do? Dear God, I need a word. I need a word. You know, because you can't, you're like little rooms and stuff. By the way, you don't know this. There's little rooms in there. And you're like in your own little room, and it's like, what do I do? And of course, it's Cracker Barrel, 10 trillion people. And this is obviously sometime back, because I'm freaking doors now. I don't care what's going on. I even rubbed the braille. Okay, yeah, that's the men's. And so I waited for silence. And I booked it out of that puppy and came in there and just went totally just try to block it out of my mind. And by God's grace, CNN wasn't outside the door. Explain this. I can't tell you. I can't tell. I have no idea. And, of course, all the people around me go, it can happen. It can happen. And so, but the mindset was I wasn't in the wrong place. The mindset was they've changed what was. But the issue was not where I was. The issue was me, because I was thinking, I literally went through all these processes. Going, I can't believe they removed all the male things, you know, we don't talk about where they are, you know, from the walls and stuff. It's like, I can't believe it. We got to sit down for everything. No, anyway. And, and of course, I realized that at that one moment when I heard somebody's voice, and you couldn't see nobody, you couldn't see anybody, because it's like different rooms. And, but you could hear, it's like, oh my gosh. And then it's like, all those thoughts were wrong. Every bit of it was wrong. And it's very, very important, because so many people live their lives like they're just sitting right in the middle of something, and you're discerning it totally wrong, and you've made up your mind, and all of a sudden you're going to hear the voice of the Lord, and you're going to realize, you know, this is wrong. I need to do what's right. And this mindset, I had just had this mindset, and I was, you know, focused and wasn't, you know, paying attention where I was going through. And a lot of different restaurants have different names. They put the lady's name on the male's door and vice versa, Padres and all that kind of stuff. But the reality is that you can just get a mindset. You can just get a mindset that you're never thinking outside the box. So which means this, you have to pay attention to what's going on around you. Mm. You have to constantly be outside of yourself. And there's some folks, you know, that was a moment. There's some folks, they live inside themselves. Hmm. They are a law unto themselves. Everything, they're the epicenter of all happening, and how that brief moment that I had, they literally live in that moment, and they never crosses their mind that the world's not built around them, and that every thought that they're having is not necessarily, you know, God's thought. And think about that how important that is. That's just so important, because if we're wrong, we need to know we're wrong. But if we're not open up to the fact, he says, listen, we know in part and we prophesy in part, which means you got to find out who has the other part. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to find this out. You got to be open to counsel. You got to be open to have people around you. You want to hear, this is something we say often, what is God saying to you? Mm-hmm. We want to hear from other ministers and other believers, you know, what God's saying. We don't ever say that he's only saying what I'm saying or what someone else is saying. We're saying this is part of what God is saying. Mm-hmm. And that mindset, I was so convinced when I walked in there that they totally remodeled the men's restroom. Totally remodeled it. Mm-hmm. Didn't cross my mind. I went reluctantly in one of those closet things, and it didn't dawn on me. So I heard a different kind of voice, and I'm like, oh my goodness. Thank God that we did not see each other. Just God laughing at me as I'm booking you out that door. But listen, don't get that kind of mindset. Don't be caught down thinking that, you know, you are always right. You know, be open to being wrong. Believe it or not, Pat's been wrong more than once.
More than once?
More than once.
frequently.
Wow. Yeah, we don't have that kind of airtime right now. But but seriously, I mean, that was just really, really embarrassing. And if when you get back and look at your life, and if you've been living your life like that, other people can see those moments in your life, and they can see how I said, aren't you? You know, we've quite often we've said to people like, aren't you embarrassed? Right. And they go like, nope.
No, it didn't cross my mind.
It never crossed their mind, you know. It never crossed their mind because they
not a little pink in the face.
No. Not all pink in the face or nothing, because it never crossed their mind that they could be wrong. How they're perceiving you, how they're perceiving what God's doing, and it's just amazing. And is how foolish that looks. Mm. What happened to me? It's happening every day, every single day, with God's people, and we have to be open to what God is saying. And if you're only hearing from yourself. If you're only hearing from yourself and you're not hearing from others, and this is really dangerous because based on a lot of statistics that we have that I don't have in front of me right now, a lot of ministers are only hearing from themselves. Mm. Because I remember in the traditional sense, you'd ask people, what's God saying to you? And they go, absolutely nothing.
I have no
so
idea.
Everything that they're hearing then comes from that one man or woman of God that's ministering. It's like, so you need to have relationships with other ministers so that you can hear more holistically what God is saying and be open to people looking at you and going, dude, you are in the ladies' bathroom with this word. This is not a God word. This is not a God word. God didn't change everything. God's still merciful. God is providing a way out. Yes, you know, calamity could happen, but listen, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.